The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Thursday, and we have a beautiful lady in the house with us this morning, Christina Leavenworth, a realtor, and she is with the Leavenworth team, of course, at Levin Rinke Realty. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Meg. How are you?
I'm a little sleepy. I was sharing with her before we got started. I was saying, you know, have you ever gotten too much sleep? I think that's what happened.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you're in the weird rhythm of your sleep, and you're like, you're supposed to sleep up a little. Before that, I get that.
Yeah, usually sometimes I'll wake up with lots of energy, and today I'm like, I don't know if it's Thursday or the weekend's coming or whatever, but it's great to see you, and I'm sure you're very busy right now. Lots going on. Tell us everything.
We always are. We always have, you know, things going on, and just always something new in real estate where you're just learning new things and, you know, coordinating new repairs and whatnot, so always new stuff. Here's a fun thing. So we have a townhome under contract on the beach, and we are getting quotes on insurance.
Oh,
so we have
that's interesting.
One guy comes back with, cumulatively, with flood and with homeowner's insurance, about $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And another person's at $10,000.
Whoa.
Another person's at $15,000.
Oh, ouch.
And then $20,000.
Wow.
And I'm going, what the heck?
Yeah.
How are you so far apart here? So the person with the lowest, I emailed the guy. I go, I want to know what's happening. I just want to make sure you're properly covered.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be like, why is yours significantly less? What are we missing?
Right. You start thinking something's wrong here with this picture.
It's just so interesting. And that's why you need a good agent who knows how to navigate that and goes, ooh, that looks high. Or honestly, that kind of looks too low.
Right.
Let's see what's happening.
Especially on the beach.
Yeah, we don't want to leave you in a situation where you're not properly insured.
You don't want to be exposed.
Not here. Absolutely. So, I mean, just things like that. Things always coming up. So the hardest part is typically the repair period.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell clients that, like, once, like, because they're like, okay, my home sold. Oh my gosh, we're going to closing. What day am I closing? Hold your horses. Let's get through the inspection period.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure we're good to go here. And just trying to coordinate all that.
Right.
Because some people are really sensitive. They see something that a lot of people would think is small, and they don't want to close.
Mm.
Versus other people are like, no biggie. Got it.
They don't care. It's interesting because you're working with so many different personalities.
A lot of personality types. But we try to prepare them and set expectations. That's the biggest thing. So we have an inspector. He's very, very good, but incredibly thorough. So I tell them, I'm like, his report is going to look terrible, even on a brand new home.
Oh, wow.
But you want to know everything.
Well,
so
sure.
When you get that, we're going to talk to the inspector, and he's going to walk you through it, and he's going to be the first one to say, oh yeah, that's not a big deal. That's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that. So we either coordinate for the buyers to be at the inspection with me and the inspector, or we coordinate a phone call so they can talk about it, because otherwise the report, I mean, some of them are 75 pages long.
Wow. That would be intimidating.
They're very overwhelming. And then you're seeing things and you're going, oh my gosh. And as an experienced realtor, I'm going, okay, I know this isn't a big deal. This is a $5 fix.
Right.
And so that's why it's good to have the inspector say that, because I don't want to tell anyone how to feel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say you shouldn't be feeling this way. So we go through it with them and help them out.
Wow. Well, that's why it's so important to have someone like you that has lots of experience.
Yeah.
Because if I look at that, I'm going to panic. So,
what we're telling a lot of our sellers right now, if you're wanting to sell and you have some sort of, you know, wiggle room on timing, meet with us now so we can help you get set. And we're really trying to aim to have your home hit the market early February.
She's smart, because you can have a lot of time right now to take care of some things.
And you can take advantage of that spring market.
Mm-hmm.
Interest rates are supposed to slowly trickle down. They're not going to be in the twos and threes unless something crazy happens. But they're going to trickle down, and the combination of that with the spring market, I think, will make make a very busy spring market. So if I was listing my home, that's what I would do. However, the best time to sell is when you're ready and based on your situation.
Sure.
But for people saying, I don't really have to move right now, mm-hmm. what do you suggest? We're saying, let's go ahead and do it in February, but now is the great time to meet with us so we can give you a checklist.
Right.
And say, all right, here, let's do these few things. This is going to make your home show best. You're going to get way more interest and hopefully get an offer you really like.
Oh, yeah. And this is plenty of time to get things done.
Yes. So if you know anyone looking to sell anytime in the spring, now is the time to talk to us, because by the time we get to mid-November, we all know how crazy it gets.
Yes. So how do they reach you?
850-378-1260 or Google Christina Leavenworth. That's the easiest thing.
Spell Leavenworth for us.
Leavenworth like the prison.
Oh, nice.
So this is how
we need a new, branding. We need a different
Leavenworth prison, and a lot of people are military around here.
Right?
They get it.
Well, true.
And General Leavenworth is actually a relative of ours, so we would have family reunions.
Are you serious? I never knew this about you.
In Leavenworth, Kansas. And we would go by the prison. So as a 15-year-old girl who's leaving the beach and going to Leavenworth, Kansas, and leaving her friends in the middle of the summer, it was not the most fun.
Oh, my goodness.
But now that I'm older, I probably could appreciate some history there. But a lot of times people will ask me, oh, Leavenworth, like the prison. So Leavenworth.
Okay. Well, if you want to ask anything about the prison,
yeah. I was 15. I was not paying attention to any of the tours.
Okay. All right. Questions about real estate.
Please send questions in. That's our favorite whenever you have questions. So we know if we're hitting it right, if we're telling you what you need to hear.
Right.
So
okay.
When you have questions, we want to know.
And you can text us in right now at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, so absolutely. But yeah, if you're even thinking of selling or you have a friend that's thinking of selling, let's meet up now. Also, typically in November and December, it's our slowest time.
Mm.
And unless something crazy happens and interest rates dip a whole lot or something comes out of left field, it's usually our slowest time. So we don't want to waste days on market.
Right.
So I don't want it to be on days on market 45 days where pretty much no one's looking anyway. So that's why we're like, let's get it listed after the new year.
No, that's smart. So we do have a couple questions that come in. So it says, is Christina finding problems with insurance companies holding up closings over issues of 20-plus-year-old roofs in the coastal areas?
100%. But what we're doing is, a good realtor is 10 steps ahead of that. So when we're meeting with them and talking to them, if I'm selling the home, I'm asking them, how old is your roof? And then we're talking about how it is going to be a situation when a buyer comes and is unlikely to get insurance. So we talk about it. We have roofers who will get paid at closing.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't put a new roof on until you are all the way at the end. They've gone through inspections. They've gone through appraisal. We're putting it on just a couple days before closing. So you're not out any money. And then the roofers get paid at closing.
And then
if we're representing the buyer, the first question we're asking is, what year is the roof? What year is the water heater? Those are big things for insurance companies. They're even looking at the HVACs too. Those are the three things they really care about, where it might be very difficult to buy insurance. With the government shutdown, flood policies. If you're with FEMA,
I didn't think about that.
That has been something we've been looking at.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the private flood, and sometimes that's cheaper than FEMA. So it's okay. But there are some policies that people have had for years and years and pretty much passed down like family, but just to new buyers. It's called being grandfathered in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to take one of those policies that transfer, you might have some holdups.
Okay, great question. I've got another question for you. I have a question for Christina, which I love listening to y'all's show. Thank you so much. What are your thoughts on this no property tax for Floridians? Do you think it will ever happen? And your thoughts on who would actually get it?
Yeah, so
that's a big one. That's a loaded question.
I am friends with some of the local property appraisers here in town. So, our county property appraiser for Escambia County and, Santa Rosa County, they come and talk to us. So, of course, I asked them, I was like, hey, do you think this is going to happen? And they told me they just don't see it happening because so much relies on that money.
There's
so many different programs. And so there would be a really big gap and they'd have to figure it out. I know that the governor's trying.
Right.
Some of the people I talked to, just all different, political figures, they said they think it's more of a political move.
Mm.
It definitely gets headlines and it gets people excited. But they're not that confident it's actually going to go through.
Mm-hmm.
However, who knows?
Right.
Who knows? So there's all different proposals out there. as far as doing that.
Okay, I have a follow-up to the original roof question.
Sure.
And it says, but what if my 25-year-old roof is in good condition? Do I still have to replace it simply based on age?
I hate this so much when it's insurance companies, because when we walk through someone's home and they have a good roof, and maybe those roofers told them, you're getting a 50-year shingle, and they paid an upgraded price for that, and we don't see a leak anywhere. It is just makes zero sense to tear off a perfectly good roof.
Right.
And I feel that as well. But the way insurance companies look at it, when they look at a roof, they say, and this is a, you know, architectural shingle type roof, but not a metal roof or a tile roof that has different ages. But the standard roofs you see here, an insurance company says they only have 20 years of life, whether they're in good shape or not. So once it has less than 5 years left at that 15-year mark, they're saying, we don't want to insure you because you're going to need a new roof soon, and we don't want it on our dime.
Right.
And that's essentially how they look at it. And also the region we're in with hurricanes and how many claims we had. So those are some of the things we see. So a new buyer is just not going to be able to get insurance with that. And that's the biggest issue.
Interesting. Great questions coming in. Here's one, and I'm not quite sure what it's about, but what is the proper procedures for 1031 exchanges?
Yeah.
So explain 1031 exchanges.
Okay. So this is normally going to be on an investment property.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bought a property for $100,000 and now you're going to be able to sell it for $200,000, you have $100,000 of capital gains. So typically, you're going to have to pay taxes on that. You're going to have to pay a capital gain tax unless you do something called a 1031 exchange, where you take that money and then you don't even get to touch it. It stays with an intermediary. You sell your property. They hold on to your proceeds. And you have 45 days to identify a new property that you're going to invest that money in.
Oh, okay.
However, sometimes that's stressful. Because if you don't find the property you want, or if you get down the road and inspections aren't great or something changes your mind, you typically pay around $1,500 to do the 1031 exchange, whether you find a property or not. So you could lose out on that money. So I have some investors that say, you know what, I'm going to have to pay taxes on this at some point of time anyway, because you're just kicking the can.
I see.
So they go, you know what, I'm going to pay it now, because capital gains taxes are probably, you know, the lowest they'll be, depending on whoever is president at the time. They're at what is considered a lower rate these days, versus doing it down the road, kicking the can, and maybe they're at a higher rate. So I have some investors that do that. I have others that say, I'm all about kicking the can. So they're going to find something else. But you can't. So you have to go to like a better property. So yeah, if you got that, you know, $200,000, maybe the next property you get is $250,000. Maybe you're going to a duplex. And we help people do this all the time. So once you identify the property, you do have 6 months, I believe, to close on it. So we work with accountants and we work with title companies to coordinate all these things.
It sounds like it could get very complicated.
It's incredibly complicated, but we do them all the time. And it's a great tax benefit.
Okay, got another great questions coming in. If you have a question for Christina, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And clearly, she is an expert on real estate. So this is the question. If I have a home for sale in Jay, Florida, and has a 19-year-old roof that is still in good condition, what are the pros and cons to saying owner will replace, in quotes, owner will replace roof prior to closing versus just replacing the roof now? Which do you recommend to do?
It depends on your financial.
It
depends on your financial situation. That's what I would say. As a listing agent, I can sell it all day long. I put it in capital letters so people know that it's going to be coming with a new roof. So to me, it's kind of equal. The only other thing is sometimes people don't read. And even though you have told their agent and you have put it everywhere, this will come with a new roof. If they come up, even though it's in good shape, a 19-year-old roof, you can tell the difference between a new one. You can see there's some, you know, granular loss. And when we see them all day, we're like, okay, that's not a new roof.
Right.
And it's not always a big deal. So it could go either way. If you have the financial means, maybe it would just be better to do it now and rip off the Band-Aid, get it done. So there's no questions if you're going to have to do it later. If you don't have the cash to outlay right now, you could work with one of our people who will get paid at closing and, you know, just kind of hedge your bets that way. And we always say with an acceptable offer. So we're not promising it. If someone comes in with a really low offer, it's still going to be an issue getting them insurance. So we'd have to figure out a creative solution there to make it work for them. Maybe the buyer pays for the roof. That rarely ever happens.
Okay.
Unless it is like just such a low ball offer that we figure it out. Or maybe the buyer and the seller split the roof in that type of situation. 99.9, the seller's paying for it. And this is what I tell people. If you're buying a car, like, you expect it to have good working tires where you can get insurance. It's the same thing with a roof. Like, even though it's in good working condition, insurance is requiring it. So buyers are not going to pay more. They're not going to go, oh, yay. It's more of a marketing tool, but a home is expected to have a good working roof where you can obtain insurance. And having more years on it is a plus, but they're not going to say, oh, now I'm going to give you $20,000 more for that. Because there's so much inventory, they can just go buy a new home. That already has it.
Right.
I hope that makes sense.
I think it doesn't. These are not easy questions, so you're fielding them very well, I think. And here's a comment. Does she need another roofer? I can do roofs at Close. He said, all these roofing questions, LOL.
Yes.
So I can give you that number
always,
after the show.
Always. Yeah, it's always great
to have.
I'll
pass your number on. How's that?
It's always great because we get several quotes and we want to make sure we're getting them the best price.
So we're talking a lot about roofing. What are some of the other things like roofing that could be a stumbling block or an issue at closing?
Hot water heaters.
Ooh.
So a hot water heater, it is 20 years old and it's still heating your house just fine. But the whole reasoning is insurance companies, the number one claims they get are water claims. So, you know, bathtubs, water heaters, you know, just any sort of water getting into the home.
Right.
And that is why they're sensitive about water heaters. And a 20-year-old water heater is more likely to have issues in their opinion. So, but a water heater is not that big of a deal. We have someone that can do it. It's about $1,500. So it's not that big of a deal. HVAC units, sometimes if they're like 20, 25 years old, even if insurance is not giving an issue, the buyer likely will.
Right.
Like a 25-year-old AC is not going to be the best. Like,
not here.
All the refrigerant has changed. Even fixing it is going to be impossible if you can. So things like that. We look at the big components. Again, those are expected to be working items of the home.
Well, I got lucky on my recent purchase because about 3 days before we closed, the air conditioner died. So they had to replace it.
Yeah, and things like that happen.
And I was so lucky because it could have been 3 days after I moved in. So I was very grateful that it happened beforehand.
And something that's great to do there is putting a home warranty on a property because if something like that does happen, if your HVAC goes out, the home warranty says either we're going to fix it or we're going to replace it. And I always like to give the caveat, you have to be annoying with home warranty companies. Like anything, you have to keep calling them, and it's not, you lose a bit of control, which I don't like. However, we found this new home warranty company where you can hire your own contractor.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
I have one on my home, so I am going to test it out first to see if it works.
All right, then you come back and tell us.
Before I start recommending them, but that was my whole issue. If an HVAC unit goes out in July, I don't have 2 weeks to wait.
Right.
I need it fixed now, and I have relationships to get it fixed now. So this home warranty company is promising, and then they pay you same day. All this allegedly. So we'll see.
So you promise you'll come back and tell us?
I
when
will.
You do
well,
the
hopefully, I don't have any issues anytime soon.
Right. That's true. That's true.
But so something like that could change it. But if you have a traditional one, you call them, then they call their vendor, and then it takes a couple weeks for them to come out. And this is for roofs would not be covered.
Right.
The home warranties, they cover HVAC units, water heaters, like some plumbing, some electrical, maybe a fan, a stove, a refrigerator.
I have one. It gives me peace of mind.
Yes. And for a lot of people, that's where it's like, hey, you know, we did the inspections, but something could go wrong if we have something a little older. Do you want this just in case? And some people say, yeah, I think I do. And they're usually $500 or $600 a year. And then other.
It's well worth it, though, if you do end up having a major repair that year.
Absolutely. I have other people that go, I'm not into warranties. I don't want to do that. I don't have time to keep calling them and being annoying. I'd rather just pay someone to fix it.
Right.
So I ask them, I'm like, yeah, what type of person are you? And then they'll let me know.
Okay. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. She is, as my favorite favorite word. It has a plethora of information around real estate. We've been talking a lot about roofing and buying and getting your home ready to sell, and that this is a good time to do that. We've got a few more minutes left. Anything you'd like to mention this morning about the Pensacola market and what's happening and your company?
Yeah. So, you know, this year more than ever, we've had people call us and say, hey, my home was on the market for 6 months with another agent. My home was on the market for 2 years with another agent.
That's a long time.
Can you come in and help me? And we have been able to move every single one of those homes.
What has the stumbling block been? Is it something that's really obvious? Is it presentation or pricing?
I really think it's just the hustle we bring to the table. Like after every single showing, we have a fish on the line. We want to reel them in. So we're calling, being like, what did they like? What didn't they like? How can we get them to make an offer? Mm-hmm. Because it's not fun to not sell houses. It's not fun for the seller, and it's not fun for us. So we're not here just to list your home. We're here to sell it. So I think it's our professionalism we bring to the table.
Right.
And then on one home, it had a light yellow paint color. It was coastal, and it was fine. Mm-hmm. But we were sitting there with them, and we were like, can we be honest? We're like, we think you need to repaint it. We think you need to make it white. Mm-hmm. It's going to make it look bigger and better. And this was a, you know, $1.5 million home. They had the funds to do it. I think it cost them only $1,500 to repaint it. We had an offer in 2 weeks.
No kidding. So it's something as simple as that. Isn't that interesting?
And just, you know, constantly being on the grind and hustling and trying to figure out. And we're good negotiators, and we're good at talking to our clients and telling them, you know, maybe they did want a certain price, but the market has determined something else. We can sit here and wait all day, or you can take this offer, because usually your first offer is your best offer. Mm-hmm. And let's figure out some terms to make you happy as well.
Right.
So just talking to them and being a good communicator.
Okay. Oh, we got another question that came in back to the 1031 topic. It's regarding the 1031 use of profit from a property sale. Can it be applied to improvements for another property already owned to avoid capital gains?
I don't think so. I'm not sure, though.
That sounds like an attorney question almost.
Yeah, it'd be a CPA question. Okay,
yeah, there you go.
I'm not sure, but my gut would tell me no.
Okay, good to know.
Unless maybe you're building something else, you would really need to talk to a CPA on that one.
Okay.
Because that's outside of what we normally do. Normally, you're selling one, and then you're taking that money to buy another one.
Okay. So we've talked a lot about the selling, and what about buying? What can I do if I'm thinking about buying a home? Is now a good time
now's
to look,
a great
or do I
time.
Wait till February?
No, now's a great time. You could even...
I'm thinking because now people are kind of getting desperate towards the end of the year. They might be willing to come down on
their
price.
What I would do is, like, I would lock it up, maybe try to get a longer closing, see if rates drop even more. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think they're going to drop significantly. Maybe it's going to be like a tenth of a point, a quarter of a point. But
where are we at right now about?
So for government loans, we're in the high fives. So that's, you know, VA, FHA. For regular loans, from 6.25 to 6.5. That's pretty good. We were at like 7.5 for a while.
Right.
So that makes a big difference in a payment. Mm-hmm. So they might trickle down a bit. But right now, we also might be able to get some sellers to buy down your rate even more because they're more negotiable. So this is a great time if you're thinking about buying.
And so this is a good time to get pre-qualified?
Absolutely. And if you call us, 850-378-1260, we'll be able to help you get pre-approved. And I listen to podcasts all the time. And it was talking about investors. Mm-hmm. And they're like almost screaming at you. They're like, if you're not investing right now and taking advantage of this market, you are going to regret it. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I like to invest. That lit a fire in me. I'm like, oh, we need to like look at this and see. Because some of my buyers have gotten some really good deals.
I would imagine, especially around here.
And there are sellers bringing money to the table, not ours, but the ones with our buyers. And I simply call. I'm respectful. I go, hey, here's their budget. Do you think we should show it anyway? We don't want to waste anyone's time. Mm-hmm. And then those agents are like, you know what? Show it. Show it. They need to sell. And we go in that way, and it kind of lays the groundwork for a better transaction.
Wow, that's great. So clearly, Christina has a lot of knowledge. How many years have you been doing this now?
I've been doing it since 2017.
Okay.
So we've sold well over 1,000 homes.
Wow.
I think like 1,500 homes. So when you do it all the time, it's you just know all these different roadblocks you're going to get.
Yep.
And the experience, you need that.
The experience is so valuable.
Yeah. We had another person call us. Someone couldn't sell the house. We go in. The floors are all uneven. Mm. I'm like, your agent never mentioned that. Mm-hmm. Then they have solar panels on an old roof, and the roof is like the deck boards are soggy. They never mentioned how this might be an issue. So the fact they didn't know these things, didn't even if they got an offer, didn't set them up for success. So we're saying, hey, we need to find out the deal on this and either correct it. Because a home with wobbly floors that's $700,000, that's going to be tough to sell.
Right.
It's going to be really tough to sell.
Obvious that that needs to be taken care of.
And if we have solar panels on a roof that needs to be replaced as well. Like, no buyer's going to want that. So just talking to them about that, and I can't believe their agent never once mentioned that.
Isn't that interesting? But you have an eye for those kind of things.
Oh, 100%, because we have done it so many times. If all that stuff. But anyways, my number, 850-378- What is that? Gosh, 1620.
Okay, say it again.
No, that is not it. Gosh, I was
That's my number.
Yeah. Just Google Christina Leavenworth. I have Meg's brain this morning, too. We're both tired.
It's been a long week. Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leaven Ranking Realty. You can't go wrong. They have a great group there. And Christina's one of the best. And